Bombings in Kazakhstan could have significance for believers. Despite rebuilding progress, Japan needs help rebuilding people. And Biblica is taking hope into Zimbabwe's prisons. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, celebrating 20 years of ministry, a service of Cornerstone University. I'm Greg Yoder. Two explosions went off yesterday in Kazakhstan, killing one man who reportedly was a suicide bomber. The attacks come just weeks after the nation announced two restrictive religion laws. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith comments.
Whether this particular explosion had something directly to do with this law remains to be seen. We have to let this play out just a little bit. But there have been certainly threats that have come to place from extremist groups saying that because of this new law that bans the prayer rooms, that there could well be strikes and attacks because of this unless authorities repeal this particular law.
Any religious connection to the attacks could be bad.
In terms of what the aftermath of this will be, my gut reaction, just from an analytical point of view, is that it probably would lead, at least in the short term, to even further restrictions.
That means more difficulty for Christians. Pray they'd be a light regardless. Next, cleanup efforts that were initially estimated to take a number of years have made significant headway in Japan. Just 6 months after a massive earthquake, streets have been cleared and many residents are now just faced with the decision to repair or rebuild. But Mark Lewis with the EFCA's Touch Global Crisis Response says despite the progress,
the emotional, spiritual aspect is really not being addressed at all.
The EFCA is able to help fill this position that the government has left open, though. They recently started a traveling coffee shop and a bingo-type game rotation to get people laughing and talking.
Normally, the culture, particularly in this area of Japan, would be closed to outsiders. But actually, as an outsider, you become a safe person to talk to because you're not necessarily in the group or in the community.
The healing process is slowly unfolding for many, and opportunities for the gospel are opening. Pray for wisdom as Christ followers sojourn on. You're listening to Mission Network News. This week, the world ceremoniously welcomed the world's 7 billionth person into the world. That means even more people need to hear the gospel. Many of the world's population don't read, requiring them to hear it. Living Water International's Jerry Wiles.
70% of the world's population would be oral. Oral cultures, oral preference learners all refer to the people of the world who can't, don't, or won't read, or those who learn and communicate best by means other than print-based media or written instruction.
Storying has been an effective way for LWI to share Christ. They're holding an orality workshop December 3rd in Houston, Texas, to share what they've learned.
There's very broad applications to this because it's great for people going on short-term mission trips, but also people working in cross-cultural situations or different language groups. People working with children, working with prison ministries, or just general outreach.
Workshop info at missionnetworknews.org. We turn next to Nicaragua, where the government declared a state of emergency in the wake of Tropical Storm Matthew. Continued rains have caused flooding and evacuations. Roughly 10,000 people were displaced and in need of emergency aid. Food for the Hungry is providing food and other relief supplies to more than 700 families in the Northwest. It's a great opportunity for FH staff to be the hands and feet of Christ to those hurting people. Pray for gospel opportunities. And the prisons of Zimbabwe are inhumane at best. Overcrowded, squalid, and neglected facilities cram thousands of starving inmates together. Against that backdrop, Biblica has been bringing hope. Because prisoners need to experience the freedom that comes from knowing Christ, Biblica Zimbabwe plans to partner with church groups to share the gospel message with 1,000 prisoners using the booklet Hope for Prisoners in Shona. Pray inmates will respond. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Missions and ministry can't be separated. Buckner International wants to give you the book, It's Your Mission by Dr. Jim Dennison, a free missions resource about the church's responsibility to the least of these, helping you answer the question, am I fulfilling my mission? Get It's Your Mission by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.